Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Somewhat Normal Podcast. Mercedes and JC here with another episode, and just following up on last week's episode. Do you remember what we talked about?
Yeah, last week's episode we talked about being judged on things you buy and things you do.
Did you feel judged at all this week? Was there anything that you did that made you feel judged this week?
It was a judge-free week for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Progress is being made.
What about on your end? Were you getting judged on anything?
The only thing I felt kind of judged on was when I tried to hold a door open for an older man, and he did not like it. And I don't know if he didn't like it because he was having a bad day. I was a woman. Maybe he just thought I looked like a shady person, which I've heard before.
Who knows? You look there holding that door. I can trust you. You might try to get my wallet or something.
But definitely there's some red flags that get thrown around when I come into the room. I'll tell you that.
You know, two things. First off, if you missed that conversation, when you're done with this podcast, go to our regular podcast and listen to Friday's episode to hear Mercedes talk about the grumpy old man she encountered. But you brought up red flags when you walk into the room. And I feel like we talk about a lot of relationship red flags. I saw something very interesting about relationship and dating green flags.
Green flags. Green means go. So if you see a green flag, you want to go for it. Like, this is the person you should be with.
Yeah, this is from a TikToker. Her name is Erica Lansman. And just kind of like, yeah, good signs, good things that a guy or woman might put out. When you see it, you say to yourself, you know what? That's a good thing. I like this quality about this person.
Well, first of all, I like that you called her a TikToker. Am I a TikToker? Because I'm on TikTok. Are everyone on TikToker? TikTok is a TikToker.
You're a TikToker.
Are you a Facebooker?
I am a Facebooker. I'm an Instagrammer. I actually think I have a TikTok account, and I'm going to check it out this weekend. Because I remember when TikTok first started, I'm pretty sure I have an account. I've never really used it or done anything, but I think I'll open it up this weekend.
Oh, well, we'll be on the edge of our seats to see if you're going to open it up this weekend. We'll be standing at the door like, please open up your TikTok account.
He has opened it.
Oh my gosh, let's go in.
All right, tell me about these green flags, if you like these or not, okay? He respects your time alone or with your friends.
Yeah, that's definitely a green flag. When you don't have to be together every moment of every single day. And that's for women too. Sometimes I think women actually are worse than guys on that. They're just like, we're so needy.
Mm-hmm.
And I put myself in that category. Like, I always want to be around my husband, and sometimes I'm thinking, man, I'm too far up his butt here. He needs me to back off.
He inspires you to be the best version of yourself.
Oh, for sure. Anyone, if you just friends that inspire you to be the best version of yourself, that is total green flag.
They make an effort to openly communicate about you and the relationship.
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, they're kind of no-brainers.
These are no-brainers. They really are.
But then part of me is like, sometimes I don't want to always talk about the relationship. So if you talk about it too much, then I'm over it.
Okay, but so what, they talk openly, though. What if you're doing something that annoys them and they say, hey, you know, just so you know, when you hold the door open for old men, that annoys me. What if they tell you you're doing something that annoys them?
Well, I'm okay with that, but is it really worth bringing up? Because there are plenty of things that annoy me about my husband. I know there are tons of things that annoy me about, or him about me. But if we bring up every single thing, then all we're going to do is tell each other how much we annoy each other. So sometimes I think you should just
keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. If it's not that big of a deal. Now, if it's, you know, I think you're driving drunk. Yeah, that annoys me. Yeah, you should say something about that. But if it's like, oh, I don't like the way you slam that cabinet door, just maybe hold it in.
You know, moving forward, he'll shut it so quietly every time over yes, the top. Is this quiet enough for you?
Yeah, that and it's going to be an issue, you know? So that's like a yellow flag to me.
Okay, they actively listen and try to understand without getting defensive.
That's tough. It's hard not to get defensive when someone comes at you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're attacking your personal character, or they'll frame it up like they're not, but you do feel attacked. You get on the defense. So it's good if you can accept it, too. That's a definite green flag.
I think these are all pretty generic. Is there anything specific looking back when you first started dating Matt or other boyfriends that they did something and to you like that's a good sign. That's a green flag.
I think the first green flag to me with my husband where, you know, when I first met him, I looked at him as more of a friend. It wasn't like, oh, I want to date or marry this guy. I was like, this is a great guy. I want to be friends with him. And then he did this one thing and that made it like flipped the switch for me. I don't know why, but I got really sick and he showed up at my apartment and he had a bag of saltine crackers. He had some magazines. He had some Sprite. He had some soup. Like he had all the things that you could possibly need when you're sick. I had no idea I was coming over with those things. And he just dropped them off. And then he asked if it would be possible if he could stay in my living room and just that way he can keep an eye on me in case I got worse. And I was like, wow, that was such a green flag for me.
Wow, but no. Thanks for dropping the stuff off. I want to
like,
be
no,
alone.
No, you're a stalker.
Sick.
Go away.
that's a very sweet gesture. It just shows that he's paying attention and he's a very caring man, in which we all know that he is. That was a great sign.
What about for your wife? Was there something for you that she did to you and you were like, oh my gosh, yes, for sure.
Well, it's a tiny little thing. And, you know, I like professional wrestling. I watch professional wrestling. Not as much as I used to, though, back in the 90s and early 2000s. And back then I watched it all the time and talk about it all the time. And I remember the girl before my wife, she would listen to the radio show and hear me talking about wrestling. And I remember we first started dating and she said to me, you don't really like that stuff, do you? And I'm like, well, I talk about it all the time on the radio. Oh, I just thought maybe that was an act or something. You really watch that? You know it's fake? Well, yeah, movies are fake, but you watch movies. Yes,
yeah.
I enjoy it. And I remember with my wife just being like, oh, you're going to watch the wrestling. That's cool. And just supportive of something that I liked. She wasn't into it. She still doesn't watch it to this day. But she was always like supportive of me, like watching something on my own or just it was a little thing like, oh, you like wrestling? That's cool. Awesome.
It may be a little thing, but it's funny how the red flag before the green flag makes that green flag look so much greener. Uh-huh. Well, that is it for us for another episode of the Somewhat Normal podcast. Make sure you like and follow us on all our social media channels, and we will be back next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.